track one will not select you. A hero's call.
Hello everyone, and welcome to a brand new playthrough. This is going to be a 100% playthrough of a hero's call. Unfortunately, I'm having to re-record the beginning of this playthrough because when I first recorded it, I had a lot of technical issues. So, unfortunately, the game sound was very distorted. So I'm re-recording the first half of the game. And then from episode 10 onwards, I managed to figure it out, change some settings, and the sound is all good. So, before we get into this, for people who don't know, A Hero's Call is a RPG made by Out of Sight Games, and it is audio game that has a full voice cast, so all the characters are done by voice actors. It's a turn-based battle system, which is pretty good, and as well as the main story, there are 35 side quests which you can do throughout the game. And I tell you now, the side quests are really help make this game interesting, as you will see in this playthrough that I'm going to show you do on the channel. Before we get started, I will go through the main menu, and because I need to change a few things, and then we will get going on what I would say is one of the best audio games created to this day. I'd like to thank Joseph Byrne at Outside Games for creating what is an amazing masterpiece. Okay, so we're in the main menu at the moment, and the first option is start a new adventure.
Continue an adventure. Sounds reference. Change audio settings. Change preferences. Exit game.
Okay, change. I need to go into preferences.
Preferences. Speech mode, Sapphire. Automatically advance story dialogue, off. On. Use battle log, on. Difficulty, normal. Speech mode, main menu.
Okay.
Change preferences. Change, Sap, continue, start a new adventure.
Okay, there are also 5 classes to choose on this game, but I will explain that momentarily. So, without further ado, let's begin what will be quite a long playthrough. I hope you enjoy it. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Let's begin this playthrough of A Hero's Call.
Select your gender. Female. Male. Enter the name of your new character.
Okay, because for this playthrough I want to be a warrior, I'm going to call my character Oren, after the character in Final Fantasy X, for those who know or have played that game. And Oren is, I would say, a proper tank in the game, I really like him. He's my favourite character.
Please choose your starting attributes. Press space for a detailed description of the selected attribute. Strength 6. Press left and right arrows to adjust value. Press enter to confirm.
Okay, so in terms of attributes, you have... Attributes are basically your stats. So you have strength, dexterity, agility, constitution, intelligence, and willpower. And I will go through each of the stats now, and if you press spacebar, it will explain what each stat does.
Strength measures your raw physical power. It affects the damage and accuracy of melee attacks, as well as how much you are slowed down by heavy gear. Dexterity 6. Press
space.
Dexterity measures your fine motor skills. It affects your damage and accuracy with ranged weapons, and your chance of parrying melee attacks. Agility 6.
Space.
Agility measures your quickness and mobility. It affects the frequency with which you can act during battle, and your ability to dodge physical attacks. Constitution 6. Press left and right arrows to adjust value. Press enter to Constitution measures your physical vitality. It affects your maximum hit points and stamina.
And since Oren is a warrior, stamina is very important.
Intelligence 6. Press left.
Space.
Intelligence measures your mental acuity and alertness. It affects your maximum mana and your accuracy with magical skills. Willpower 6.
Space.
Willpower measures your strength of mind and force of personality. It affects the damage and effectiveness of magical skills, as well as your ability to resist magical attack. Agility 6. 7. You have 23 left to 8, 9, 10. You have 20 left to spend. Dexterity 6. Strength 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You have 14 left. 16. You have 10 left to spend. Agility 10. Press left and 9. You have 11 left to spend. 8. You have 12 left to spend. Dexterity 6. Press strength 16. Press 17. You have 18. You have agility 8. Constitution 7. 8. 9. 10. 8. You don't have 15. You have 1 left to spend. 16. You have 0 left to spend. Agility 8. Dexterity 6. Strength 18. Press left and 17, you have 1 left to spend. 16, you have 2 left to spend. Agility 8, 9, 10, you have. Are you satisfied with these attributes? Yes. Please select a difficulty. Difficulty can be changed in game from change preferences in the pause menu. Easy. Normal.
Okay, I'm going to play this on normal. So, let's begin a hero's call.
Greetings, traveler. Welcome to Farhaven. As a matter of procedure, I have to ask what weapons you're carrying.
Just my sword. A true warrior needs nothing else.
Okay, so this is the point where you get to choose your class. So, there are six different classes you can be. You can be a warrior, an archer, which uses bows and arrows, a thief, a black mage, a white mage, or a necromancer. However, for this playthrough, I'm going to pick the first option, which is a warrior.
So long as you can defend yourself.
Defend myself. From what?
There's no need to be alarmed. Well, actually, I suppose there is. Lately, this area hasn't been very safe. We do what we can, but every now and then, something... Look out!
As you turn to see the gate standing ajar behind you, two snarling wolves leap through it. Okay.
Okay!
Draw your sword, traveler. We can't let them enter the city.
They won't get past me.
Okay, so it's time for our first battle.
Combat is handled on a turn-by-turn basis. When it is your turn to attack, you will be able to select from a list of skills that your character has learned. Factors including your speed and the speed of the attack will affect how quickly it is executed after being selected. Press the number keys and spacebar to get more detailed information about a skill. You can also get detailed information about your allies and your enemies by selecting Examine Party or Examine Enemies. Okay. You have encountered two enemies. Choose a skill for a run. Warrior's Strike. Use Warrior's
Strike.
Okay,
so we have two wolves here.
Wolf, at full health. 25 damage. Battle log. Choose a Warrior's Strike. 4 damage. 22 damage. 4 damage. 20 damage. 29 damage. Battle log. Close battle log.
Okay,
Wolf
so.
Uses attack on Walter the Guard.
So the battle log basically shows you the turns.
4 damage dealt. Walter the Guard has 103 of 107 health. Walter the Guard countered. Wolf took 22 damage. Wolf uses bite on Walter. 4 damage dealt. Walter the Guard has 99 of 107 health. Walter the Guard countered. Wolf took 20. Walter the Guard uses shield ally on Imran. Walter the Guard took a defensive stance in front of Imran. Imran uses Warrior's Strike on Wolf. 29 damage dealt. Choose a skill. Warrior's Strike. Attack. 3 damage, 19 damage, 4 damage. Back. Warrior's Strike. 9 damage. 28 damage. Battle. Click. Choose. Warrior's Strike. 3 damage, 21 damage. 27 damage. Battle log. Battle log.
And now we have it. First battle is over.
Items received. Wolf pelt.
And we receive a wolf pelt. And this is going to be important later.
Aaron gained 180 XP. Replay back. Close battle log.
Well fought, stranger. Those beasts won't be bothering anyone now.
You seem to have a pest problem. Well, that's one way to welcome. You seem to have a pest problem.
To be honest, I'm not sure how much longer we can hold out. The city's been under almost constant attack for weeks now. We don't know why or where the attacks are coming from. We do what we can to hold the line, but we're spread so thin. If someone could just find out what's causing the attacks and put a stop to it. Say, you're a pretty capable fighter. Maybe you could help.
If I can help make the people of this city safer, I would gladly do so.
You have a noble spirit. Perhaps you're just the hero we've been waiting for. You should speak with Lord Adrianus. I'm sure he'll want to know you're helping us.
Who is Lord Adrianus?
Lord Adrianus is the governor of Farhaven. I'm sure it's been hard for him to see his city fall on such difficult times.
Where can I find Lord Adrianus?
He's probably in his manor in the northwest part of town. It's the large building past the fountain, on your left. Now I need to return to my patrol. Good fortune go with you, friend.
Your quest log has been updated. To open your quest log and view your quests, press Ctrl and Q. Okay. The guard's directions have added a new beacon to your map. As you discover new locations, they will be added to your beacons list. Go to the beacon menu by pressing Ctrl and B to get directions to discovered locations. Okay. Would you like to learn more about how to navigate? Yes.
Okay, I think first, for people who are new to this game, I will take the tutorial, because it will give people, like, so that you can get an idea of how this navigation system works. I have to say, it's a very, very unique navigation system, and I'm really a big fan of it.
No. Yes. The sounds of your radar alert you to significant objects and changes in terrain as you move. You can review the radar sounds from the sounds review menu in the pause menu at any time.
I will do that momentarily.
The tavern is just ahead and to the right. Practice walking forward with W or the up arrow, and listen to how the radar plays sounds to your left and right as you walk. Entering North-South Road.
Okay, before we do anything...
Pause menu. Load a save. Sounds reference.
I'll show you the sound. Different radar sounds.
Press enter to hear a sound. Radar. Open space. Radar. Closed space. Radar. Door. Radar. Unit. Advanced dialogue prompt. Portal. New quest. Quest log updated. Quest complete. New location discovered / new beacon added. Level up. Radar, open space.
Okay.
Pause menu.
So, we are at on the North-South Road at the moment, and we are heading north.
The tavern door is just to your right. Now let's turn and head inside. To turn to the nearest cardinal direction, use Shift and D. Since the tavern door is due east, use Shift and D to turn to face it. You'll hear the door radar sound on your right, then in front of you once you turn. Since there are doors east, west, and south of you, you may hear multiple door sounds. To be sure you're facing the right one, hit E to report the terrain ahead of you. Once you're sure you're facing the tavern door, walk forward to enter it. Now go ahead and use Shift and D to turn toward the door. End of North-South Road 2, Tavern Door 4.
Okay, let's enter the tavern.
Leaving North-South Road. Entering tavern. You can probably hear that there are multiple people and objects in the tavern. We'll practice interacting with them at the end of this tutorial. You can probably, for now, use what you've already learned to walk forward until you hear the opening of the tavern hallway to your left. Since the hallway is on your left, you can use Shift and to turn and face it. Go ahead and find the hallway, then walk down it and enter the second door on your right.
Okay, so we head east. And we turn north and enter the hallway.
Leaving tavern. Door 2. This container is empty. Entering north small bedroom. Well done. Now, can you retrace your steps and get back to the main tavern? Give it a try. No. Shelves 2.
Okay, let's pick up some items.
You can get additional information about an item's characteristics and effects using the number keys. Pressing space provides a physical description of the item. To use an item, or to take an item from a container, press enter. Okay. What will you take? Initiates Ring of Vitality 1 of 2. Taken. Weak Potion of Respite 1 of 1.
Okay, what weak potions of respite do is they will heal stamina.
Restores 20 stamina. Taken. Empty shelves too. Southern wall 2.
South.
Wall 2.
West.
Door 0. Leaving north small bedroom.
South.
Tavern.
West.
Wall 2.
North.
Tavern wall 6.
West.
Door 2. Entering south large bedroom.
North.
Wall 0.
West.
Fireplace 0.
South.
Wall 3.
East.
Door 3.
South.
Empty desk 2. This container is empty.
East.
Door 0. Leaving south large.
South.
Tavern.
East.
Wall.
North.
Tavern wall.
West.
Door 0. Entering north large.
North.
Desk 3. Nothing. What will you take? Initiates ring of endurance 1 of 1. Taken.
West.
Fire.
South.
Wall
east.
1. Leaving north large.
North.
Tavern wall 3.
East. South.
Tavern 7 13. Entering tavern. To get a list of every person or object in your line of sight that you can interact with, hit I. If you do that here, you will find the two innkeepers, and a few containers. Interacting with any of these objects is easy. You can turn with the mouse until you're facing them, using sound as a guide. Or you can listen for them with your radar, just like you listen for doors and openings. You can also automatically face the next object to your left or right with Control and or D. Once you're facing an object, simply walk up to it and hit Enter when you're close enough to interact. You can also hit Space to get a description of the object. If you walk too far and pass the object, simply turn around or use S to walk backwards until the object is in front of you again. Go ahead and experiment with these options, then when you are ready, interact with Samuel the innkeeper to speak with him.
What?
Samuel the innkeeper too.
Need a room for the night.
What can you tell me about the town?
It used to be the best place you could imagine living. But lately, all of that has changed.
Any advice for adventurers?
Sometimes, we have guests come all the way from Stone Bay, by way of the Great North Road. There's one staying here now, in fact, he may be in his room. He was hitting the mead a bit hard last night, if you ask me.
What? Any advice? I'll be going now. Congratulations. You've completed the basic navigation tutorial. You're now ready to begin exploring Farhaven on your own. If you want to use the guard's directions to Adrianus Manor, you can open your beacon menu with Control and B. Select Adrianus Manor from the list, and follow the directions to reach your destination.
And that is precisely what we are going to do.
Which file will you YouTube?
Okay, I'm going to save my game. I created a save file called YouTube. However, once I start uploading from episode 10 onwards, the save file that I'll be using is called Oren. As I say, I'm... But...
Game saved.
Okay, so we are now going to go to Adrianus Manor.
Blacksmith. Adrianus Manor.
Come in, Rez.
Southwest. Southwest. South.
Empty shelves 7.
Southwest. West.
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 Leaving tavern.
West. North.
North.
Mountain.
North. 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 North.
Leaving fountain.
North. North. North.
west.
North South north. Road 03, Hedge 21, north. As far as up
no,
East
north.
West Road Nut.
North. North.
West. North South Road 03, north. Hedge 6, Wall
north.
7.
North. North. Northwest.
West. North South Road. Entering North South Road.
North. North.
Okay.
North.
Before we go in.
Leaving North.
North.
Hedge 2.
East.
Intersect.
South.
Mounted.
West.
Hedge 3.
North.
Hedge 0. Hedge 3.
West.
Hedge 3.
North.
Hedge 0. Hedge 0.
Is there a problem, citizen?
Is there anything I can do to help out?
A frail thing like you? I think you'd better leave the work to us.
Is... what can you... where can I... can... I'll be going now.
Stay safe, citizen.
Choose a beacon. Adrian.
East. East.
Inter...
east.
Entering inter... north nothing
west.
To interact...
north,
north south
west.
Road 0. Entering north
west.
South road.
West.
Hedge 1
west.
Sink.
North.
End of north south.
Okay, let's enter
leaving
the
north
manor.
South road. Entering entrance hall. Leaving entrance hall.
South.
Wall 6.
Okay, we'll go this way first.
West.
Guest room door 2.
North.
Gallery door 10.
West.
Guest room door 0. Entering guest room.
South.
Bed 3. What will you take? Weak potion of healing 1 of 1. Taken.
Hi.
Bed. Empty bed.
West.
Wall 3.
South.
Bed 2. What will you take?
Let's loot this bed.
Weak potion of greater respite 1 of 1. Taken.
East.
Wall 4. This container is empty.
North.
Wall 3.
East.
Guest room door. Leaving guest room.
North.
Gallery door.
East.
Wall 5.
East.
Closet door 1. Entering closet. What will you take? Weak potion of healing 1 of 2. Taken. Weak potion of respite 1 of 1. Taken. Empty shelves. Leaving closet.
South.
Wall 3.
East.
Door 2.
South.
Wall door 7.
North.
Gallery door 15.
West.
Door 6.
South.
Door 1. This container is empty. Entering kitchen.
East.
Empty shelves 2.
South.
Empty cooking pot 1.
West.
Wall 1.
North.
Door 3. Leaving kitchen.
West.
Door 6.
South.
Gwen's bedroom door 0.
Okay.
Entering Gwen's bedroom.
West.
Wall 4.
North.
Desk 1. What will you take? Makeshift amulet 1 of 2.
Okay. What?
No effects. Taken. Novice ring of shielding 1 of 1. Resist critical hits 6%.
Okay. This is
taken.
Quite good to
empty
equip.
Desk 1.
For someone
from the
like
equipment menu. You can switch between equipment menus for your different party members using tab or shift and tab. Once you select an equip slot, you can switch between equip slots for that party member in the same way. You can get information about items using the number keys and spacebar, and can equip an item by pressing enter. Press escape to return to the base equipment menu. Okay. Aaron's equipment
okay,
shift.
So I
ring
am going
slot.
To give
ring one
Aaron
slot.
This
Aaron's
novice
ring. Ring of shielding 3 of 3. Equiperance ring underscore one. Arunzin?
Because this will be useful for him.
Leaving Quinn's, entering Quinn's bed.
West.
Wall three.
South.
Wall four.
East.
Wall two.
South.
Empty desk one.
South.
Wall three.
West.
Shelves two. What will you take? Weak potion of greater respite, one of one. Taken. Empty
south.
Wall three.
West.
Bed one. What will you take? Adriana's signet ring, one of one.
Okay, what this item...
identifies the wearer as an authorized agent of House Adrianus, reducing prices in town by 10%.
Okay, this ring, even though it's good, is actually very bad. And the reason why it is bad is because that if it is equipped, you will do zero damage to enemies. So just be aware of that.
Taken. Empty bed.
No.
Okay.
Wall three.
We've got all the items from here.
East.
Wall two.
No.
Quinn's. Leaving Quinn.
West.
Door three. Quinn Adrianus 7.
Yes, can I help you?
Who are you?
My name is Gwen Adrianus. Lord Adrianus is my father.
Ooh, okay. So we've just met the daughter of Lord Adrianus. This is interesting.
I'm looking for Lord Adrianus.
Father should be in his study. You must have passed it coming down the hall.
I'm looking for... What are you doing?
Me? Oh, just practicing some combat techniques. Father wishes I wouldn't, but a girl has to be able to defend herself, especially these days.
I'm looking... What are you doing? I'd better be going.
It was nice to meet you.
East.
Hedge 13.
North.
Fence 1722. Small.
West.
Hedge 3. City wall 4.
South.
Hedge 3, intersection 7,
west.
Hedge 1.
South.
Hedge 3, east.
West.
Hedge.
South.
Hedge 3,
east.
Hedge 50.
North.
Hedge 29, as far.
East.
Hedge.
North.
Small gate 29.
East.
Hedge 7, north.
No.
Wall 1.
East.
Hedge.
South. West.
Hedge 60. You have 100. Rosie the Mare. Bill the Stallion. Daniel the Guard. Stefan the Beggar.
No.
Wall 4. Hedge 0, north south. Hedge 0.
South.
Hedge 0, east west road 47.
East.
Hedge 2, north south road 2124. Temple door 20.
South.
Hedge 4. Choose a beacon. Adri.
Northwest.
West.
Hedge 15.
Northwest.
City.
Northwest. North.
As
north.
Far as I can.
North. North. Northeast. East. East.
Door 2.
East. East. North.
Gallery door 16. Sozic door 2.
No.
Gallery
okay, past the entrance hall.
Armory lock door 0.
Okay, we can't go in there yet, unfortunately.
Gallery door 6.
But don't worry, we will be able to, and the gallery later on.
West.
Door 6.
North.
Gallery door 1.
West.
Door 6.
No.
Alchemy lab door 1. Entering alchemy. What will you take? Weak potion of respite 1 of 1. Taken.
West.
Wall 3.
No.
Closet door 3. Empty cauldron 1.
No.
Closet. Entering closet. This container is empty. Entering up. Empty cauldron. Alchemy. Leaving alchemy.
East.
Wall 15.
No. West.
Door 2.
South.
Study door
0. Aha! Here's our, what we want.
Entering study.
The study.
East.
Lord Adrianus 3.
Can I help you?
So, there you are at last.
You were expecting me.
I make a point of knowing what goes on within my city's walls. When I heard about your defense of the South Gate, well, naturally, I've been looking forward to meeting you.
I was glad to be of service. I guess word travels fast around here.
The guard told me everything. I understand you want to help with the defense of the city.
That's right. It's not right for your people to live in fear.
Excellent. We can always use more able-bodied guards.
Your guards can only hold out for so long. I intend to find out what's causing these attacks.
You mean leave the city walls? No. You mustn't.
Why not? I want to help.
Yes, of course. But the lands beyond are not safe. It's too dangerous.
I am willing to take that risk.
I can see there's no dissuading you. Very well. The attacks are coming from Silvershade Mine to the west, the graveyard to the east, and the forest of Deepwood, north of town. If you want to stop them, I'm afraid you will have to survive all three areas.
Then I'd best get started. Thank you for your help.
May good fortune go with you. I'm afraid you'll need it.
So, the first main quest in the game has been completed. Okay, before we leave the study, there is a bookcase which we need to examine.
Bookcase 1. What will you take? A guide to Deepwood Forest 1 of 3.
Okay, these three books are very important. Because what will happen is, when we read them, they will open up a lot of different beacons on the map in each of the three areas, the graveyard, the forest, and the mines. So this is very, very important.
Taken. A guide to Fyhaven Graveyard 1 of 2. Taken. Miner's Introductory Handbook 1 of 1. Taken. Empty bookcase 1.
East.
Desk 2. What will you take? Weak potion of sorcery 1 of 1.
Okay, sorcery potions heal mana. So for magic users, this is very useful.
Taken. Wall 1.
West.
Bookcase 0.
No.
Wall 3.
Can I help?
East.
Wall 0.
No.
Wall 2.
East.
Choose a beacon. Adrianus Manor.
Okay, we are gonna...
Set custom beacon. Blacksmith. General store. Guard inn and tavern. Temple. North gate.
West.
South. Wall 3.
West.
Wall 5.
West. West.
North. Study door. North. Leaving study.
East.
East. Wall 17.
East. East. South.
South. Wall 0.
West.
West.
South.
South.
Wall.
South. South. East. East.
Entrance hall 19. Door 9. Entering
east.
Entrance.
East.
Leaving entrance hall. A beautiful young woman steps into your path. Okay.
Hey, wait. I heard you speaking to Father. Are you really going to leave the city?
That's right. Why?
If you're going, I want to come with you.
I appreciate the offer, but it's much too dangerous.
I've been trained to use a sword. I even studied with the court wizard until he left. I can take care of myself.
Be that as it may, there's no need for you to place yourself in danger. Still, why would you want to leave the safety of your home?
I'm going crazy cooped up here, and it's not fair. Other people are putting their lives on the line, but I love this city. It's my home. I know I can help protect it. I just want the chance to try.
What makes you think your father will let you come with me?
What makes you think he can stop me?
You have a mind of your own. That's a good point. You do seem to have a strong will.
So, you'll let me come with you?
It will be an honor to defend your people alongside you.
You won't regret this, I promise.
Gwen Adrianus has joined your party. She has training as a battle mage, and can also get you better prices from shop owners if she's in your party. When Gwen is traveling with you, you can talk with her by pressing Control and C. Okay.
Okay, so Gwen, who we saw earlier practicing with her sword, has now joined our party, which is very cool.
Entering north-south
north.
Road.
North.
North gate, gate
north.
17.
North.
West. End of north-south road 1, door 6.
North. West.
End of north-south road 1, hedge 4, wall 5.
North. North.
End of north-south road 2. Beatrice's hut, wall 3.
North.
North gate gate. Entering north gate. Press the enter key to enter the great north road. Leaving north gate. Press the enter key to enter Farhaven.
Okay, we're not going to the forest now, but
entering
by doing
north
what
gate.
We've just done,
press the enter key to enter the Great North Road.
What we can now do is fast travel around to each gate in the city. So, the plan for the rest of this episode is that now we have Gwen and fast travel available, there are a lot of side quests which we can get at this point. So, our first goal here is to go and accept a lot of side quests, which we will then be able to start doing throughout the game as we go through or come across them. So, the first place I want to
fast
stop
travel.
Go to
Farhaven. East gate
is
west south gate. Entering north south road.
The general store, I think.
Choose a beacon. North gate. General store.
North. 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 Northwest.
West. End of north south road 2. General
northwest.
Store wall 2.
North. Northwest. West.
west. End of north south west. Road 2, page 2126. Peasant's Hut Wall 26. West. Leaving north south.
Southwest. South.
General store south. Door 2. Entering general store.
Take a look around. I'll be here when you're ready to buy.
Madeline 2.
Whatever you're looking for, I'm sure I have it.
What can you tell me about the town?
Farhaven is a good home. Silvershade Mine brings in good money, and the woods to the north are beautiful. Of course, nobody leaves town these days.
I do.
You do? I thought you looked like the adventurous type. Say, maybe you could help me out. With everyone afraid to leave the city walls, most of my supply lines have been cut off. Pretty soon, my entire inventory will be gone.
I'd be happy to help replenish your inventory, if that's what you're asking.
Wonderful. I'll compensate you for your trouble, of course. I used to get a steady supply of wolf pelts from hunters in Deepwood Forest, but now my supply of furs and leather is almost gone. Could you bring me 20 wolf pelts? I'll give you a fair price for
them. I should be able to manage that. Let me finish my business here, and I'll start gathering them.
How else can I help you?
Do you carry specific types of goods?
I try to keep a little bit of everything. If I don't have what you're looking for, you probably didn't need it in the first place.
What do you have for sale? You can buy and sell items from shopkeepers. Press tab to cycle between a merchant's buy and sell menus, and hit enter to select an item to buy or sell. You can gather information about items using the number keys. Okay.
You have 100 gold. Anywhere in Farhaven.
Iron spear, 70 gold. What? Weapon rating, 18.
Okay, so, with weaponry, the way it works is, if you press 1, it will give you a rating. So basically what that means is, it will give you an attack power of that weapon. And the same thing applies to armor. And if it's an armor for magic users, it will also give a magic defense rating as well. Now, if we press 2...
Weight, average.
It'll tell you the weight.